occupation of Iraq and the global warming are the two big issues that are facing our country today. So I would like to know what your plan is for bringing the troops home. We can't have prosperity without peace, and we can't have peace without ending this war in Iraq. So what is your timeline for ending the war and bringing the troops home?
Thank you. Did you want to address say a few words about climate change or global warming as well? I'd be glad to with you. And by the way, in these meetings we have, we allow you to follow up also sometimes. And I think this may be the case, I don't satisfactorily answer the question because we probably, I can tell by your shirt and that you have a different view than I do, but that's what town hall meetings are. That's what meetings, town hall meetings are supposed to be about. That's what we're supposed to be about. So could I just say, first of all, I understand the frustration and sorrow that Americans feel about this conflict. It was very badly mishandled for nearly 4 years after our initial success. I mean, that's just a fact. I went over there and I saw that it was being mishandled badly, and I came back and said we had to change the strategy. Otherwise, we were doomed to fail. We made enormous sacrifice in American blood and treasure, which all of us, all Americans, grieve deeply. I also advocated the new strategy, which I know is succeeding. I don't think, I know, because the facts on the ground show that this new strategy called the surge is succeeding. And let me also tell you, I hate war, and those of us who know war personally hate it the most because the veteran hates war most because no one feels keenly the loss of a comrade. I believe that if we had done what many advocate and set a date for withdrawal a long time ago and pulled out, that we would have risked a wider war, an increase in Iranian influence, increase in fighting amongst the different militias and religious groups, Al-Qaeda being able to establish a significant base there, and of course, in my view, would have placed our national security interests in jeopardy and would have meant that we more very likely would have had to come back. Today, the Iraqi government is functioning effectively. They've got a long way to go. They have control of the major cities, and they are actively, Iraqi military is pursuing the various groups that are in opposition, in armed opposition. The casualties are down, the attacks are down, all the facts are in our favor, but they are not defeated. If I thought they were defeated, I would say come home now. I think there are gains that are substantial but fragile, and I believe, though, that the important change that's taken place is the Iraqi military is now in Mosul. It's the Iraqi military in Basra and in Sadr City, with American support, not vice versa. So I understand your frustrations and sorrow of the war, and obviously I appreciate your commitment to peace. And I want to tell you that peace is my commitment, and I believe that General Petraeus will evaluate next month in July. Three of the five brigades that were part of the surge are already back, although and some support troops have remained. And I would be, as president, guided to a large degree by his recommendation, plus my assessment of the facts on the ground. I believe we will withdraw over time. I believe it will be set by facts on the ground, not by an artificial timetable. I believe that we will come home with victory and honor and not with defeat. And I regret that.
That's able to do all of these wonderful things that we're also proud of and that you have enumerated earlier, these technological wonders and so many wonderful things about our country, our democracy and so forth. I think that we're also a country that can show empathy for other people in the world. And what we've done over there is we've gone halfway around the world to a country that was shown not to have been a threat to us. We now know that the administration lied to us when it talked about the weapons of mass destruction. They weren't there. We went in, we combed through that country, we didn't find one. We were brought to war by a lie. And what we've done to those million people who we killed over there, to the people, to the environment, to the 4,000 soldiers. We could handle this in a much more peaceful way.
Thank you. Could I just say I respect that view and I understand it. And I think that the important thing is we continue this debate and discussion across this country as we approach the election. And I just would have to repeat to you again, I'd be glad to go over weapons of mass destruction and Saddam Hussein and the reasons why we went into the conflict and the failed intelligence, which needs to be fixed and fixed badly, and in my view has not been completely fixed. But I think also part of this debate is we are where we are and what's the best way forward. And that's where, frankly, Senator Obama and I have a serious disagreement. He wanted to withdraw all of our troops long ago. And I didn't think that was the right strategy. And he said that the surge would fail. He still fails to acknowledge that the surge has succeeded. And I think that's a fundamental misunderstanding of the facts on the ground. And I would work on